Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
This dumpster's on fire.
Woo, was it ever. Debbie called us on Friday to say, I know you guys love a good dumpster fire, and I've got one. I just pranked my parents by sending them a picture or FaceTiming with them. In a pregnancy costume. What they didn't know was that I'm really going to go home this weekend and tell them that I'm pregnant. And their comments over her pregnancy joke made her realize they don't like her boyfriend at all.
Well, I think that's taking liberties, Jen, just because they called him a loser.
So poor thing was having to go home and tell her parents, I really am expecting a baby. You guys just thought it was a joke, but it was my way of telling you I'm expecting.
She is on hold. We'll pick her up here in about 30 seconds. Okay, in her own words, this is Debbie on Friday.
Me and my boyfriend for a year. Just found out we're pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, it's Halloween approaching. And I was at a costume shop, and I thought it'd be funny. I tried one of those Prego belly bumps, boobs, the whole ugly thing. And I thought it'd help break the ice, maybe. And so I FaceTimed my parents with it on. You know, zoomed down in the belly, everything. And they're like, har, har, that's funny, you know. So I played along with that. And they're like, oh, my God, we panicked. Like, thank God. You know, that would be the worst thing on the world, like, to get pregnant by that man you're dating.
Oh, no.
And me and my boyfriend are supposed to go home this weekend, and we were supposed to tell them.
This dumpster's on fire.
Debbie, welcome back to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you is the question.
I'm good.
Well, lots of people called up to give you advice on Friday. We didn't even think it was going to go that direction, but people were like, tell your boyfriend first. No, tell your parents first. I mean, what do you do? I know you heard all of that. Did any of it influence you in any way?
It actually did. It definitely helped, even though I wasn't looking for it, but it did help me. So I'm thankful. Thanks, guys, for giving me that advice.
Thank you for the unsolicited advice, which is something people don't say often at all.
Yeah, you know, but it made me think. And before I went home, I actually told my boyfriend, you know, before we left that, you know, my parents may not take this well. You know, I don't have the best track record with my parents with bringing them boyfriends. So I said, you know, they've honestly really never liked anyone that I've dated.
So you're laying the groundwork for them laying into him.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I'm trying to soften the blow.
Perfect.
You know, that I was expecting. And so we get there, you know, whatever. And I have a better relationship with my father. So I took him to the side and, you know, I just kind of said, hey, you know, I have something important to tell both of you, and I'd really like it if you just have my back, you know, help me with mom, you know, just please have my back. And of course, he didn't know what I was talking about, but, you know, he said, okay. And then I proceeded to tell them, and my mom started quietly crying.
Oh.
Yeah. It looked pretty fake, but she was faking happiness. So, you know, I'll take it. And my boyfriend right in front of them said,
I'm sorry. What part looked fake? Her crying or her happiness?
The crying looked genuine. It was the happiness.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she was just being like dramatic.
Mm. Yeah. It was awkward. But my boyfriend, he offered to leave. He was like, hey guys, I'll go get us, you know, coffee and donuts, you know, so you guys can have one-on-one time with your daughter. And, you know, before we left, you know, my dad was like, you know, you have a great man there. So I'll take that. I'm happy with that outcome. So.
And so how's your boyfriend feeling after all of it? Is he okay or feeling really awkward with your parents?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
It went better than I was expecting. So.
So when he was gone, when he left, like, was your mom, like, did she have a full-on breakdown or did she suck it up and make it okay? Like,
she kept breaking down. You know, she's just worried because I'm not married. She's really traditional. So that was her big thing. And, you know, like I said, I don't have the best track record. So she's just thinking, like, is he going to be able to take care of me? You know, that kind of thing. It wasn't that. You know, because they don't really know him. Mm-hmm. So they're just, I think, worried about the unknowing. So mm-hmm. I try to soften it. And, you know, I was like, he has a really good job. You know, I was like, we're both financially fine. Like, and that seemed to make her, like, so much better. And so that helped.
Cool. Well, thank you for sharing the end of the story with us.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for letting us know how it went.
Yeah, of course.
Are you planning to get married? Would you get married because your mom wants you to?
No, no, not right now. We talked about it, but, you know, we're scared that if we do it, that we're just doing it because I am pregnant, you know? So we're just trying to, let the relationship evolve how it's supposed to. So pregnancy or no pregnancy, you know, we're just going to let it go how it is supposed to go.
Cool. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. Did anybody else catch on to how much she was saying, you know?
No, I wasn't paying
God in heaven, at some point, like a third of the way through that phone call, all I heard was saying, you know, and I couldn't hear anything else. What happened with the baby? Is she having it? What's happening?
Isn't that like a self-assurance thing when people are doing that? Like, you know, like I'm trying to, you know, talk myself
Stop.
Into this, you know,
it's,
you know,
oh my
you
God.
Know, you know,
I didn't even pick up on that. I wondered why your face soured. I'm like, what did she do to you?
It felt like everyone felt like a paper cut on the corner of my lip. I'm like, God, stop. Okay, well, anyways, I'm happy for them and their little family.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.